So I am on Facebook now. it's too late, really, in a lot of ways. My teenagers tell me only old people use Facebook. So they use Instagram and Snapchat. They don't use Facebook to communicate. Vine even came and went before I could even catch up with Vine. And my very first Facebook posting was this fall on the second anniversary of Serena's death. And I sent it out to family and I sent it out to a few friends who work on water, just a small group to start. And it was about something I was told to do at the Great Lakes Gathering. There are some people, Mike and Paul, who were with me at the Great Lakes Gathering. And that gathering was convened last summer by the Anamon Collective. It's an indigenous collective with elders to think about how to heal the Great Lakes. It's a gathering mostly for people who are indigenous Anishinaabe, Odawa, Potawatomi, and some white allies. And we camped for 4 days on the north shore of Lake Huron. And we're instructed in traditional governance practice for thinking about sharing food and water and ideas. And I was going to go to the sweat at the end, but I lost my keys, and of course that seems significant that I lost my keys and I couldn't go to sweat. Everyone else was at the sweat. So I hung out for an extra day to help clean up. I met a man from Winnipeg, and I said, I'd like to see that river in Winnipeg. And he said, that river is haunted. There are a lot of bodies in that river. Some of his family were missing in that river in Winnipeg. But there were still some women who wanted to do a sweat. I wasn't the only person who had missed it. So he offered some tobacco, and the conductor agreed to give a last sweat. And I had to go first, and it was my first sweat, and I didn't know what to do. So I told one of the stories that I told at the funeral, and I didn't want to laugh. I wanted to sob. I really wanted to vomit, but I didn't. I did cry, but I didn't cry hard enough, and I was told there to cry harder. And I was asked how I was grieving. I was asked if I was placing flowers on Serena's grave, but Serena doesn't have a grave. So I was told that I needed to prepare, I needed to grieve by preparing her favorite meal, some cloth in her favorite color, and some tobacco, and floating it in pure running water. And I was told, do not float it in that Toronto water. There is no pure running water in Toronto. You find some pure running water. So is there any free-flowing clean water in Toronto? Does anyone know? I asked some water activists that question, and one person said, I could go far out into the lake, but I don't have a boat, and most of us don't. Where else is the purest water in Toronto? The eastern part of the beaches in Bluffers Park, and a bridge on the Humber. There's a certain bridge on the Humber. But I didn't, in the end, decide to look for the water that was cleanest. I decided to look for hope instead. I remembered something I'd learned from Alan Colley, who does eco tours on the Humber River. And he's a Blackfoot Cree Anishinaabe Russian Irish guy. And he had shared with my students a project there that is restoring the land using 7-generation principles linked to Iroquois agricultural principles. And that seemed right. It was restoring it according to Iroquois principles. As it turns out, the McElhennies, my family, live on Seneca territory, Iroquois territory in western Pennsylvania, and we also tried to grow corn. So I went out to the Humber. I went out to Eglinton Flats, and I took Serena's food, and I took her cloth and tobacco, and I laid it in the waterfall at the dam on the Humber there. And I didn't know what her favorite food was or her favorite color was anymore because she was 26, so I had to talk to my sister. And that was the first time I talked to my sister about Serena in a long time because it's hard to talk to my sister about Serena. On Saturday, when we were thinking about Serena and her birthday, my sister texted me and said, I'm thinking about what you did on the Humber this fall, and it really mattered to me. So we did chicken and broccoli and some corn, blue-green cloth to match her eyes, tobacco and a red cloth, sunflowers because Serena loved them, and Humber, Eglinton Flats was about as close as I could come to a waterfall in Toronto. It was close enough. So one of my students told me that water carries memory, which is a beautiful thing. Grandmother Josephine Mandaman, who is leading a 5.5-month walk around the Great Lakes this summer, says water carries us. She also says, don't say that you will try to do it. You need to just do it. So on the day that I went out to the Humber, it was raining. And at the Great Lakes Gathering, at one point, it was raining, and someone offered Grandmother Josephine Mandaman a hat, and she said, no, I love the water. I have found that I have connected to a lot of people working on water over the past 2 years, and it's nurturing work. I'm thinking of Steph and Hannah and Sarah sitting at the table. I'm thinking of walking with Kevin around Lake Simcoe in the fall. I'm thinking of meeting Deb Denard at the water ceremony that she conducted for the Wawa Sagaming water walk that was organized by Becky Big Canoe of the Chippewas of Georgina Island. Paul, Mike, Lee, Evan. So this is work that connects people. And a couple of weeks ago, Candace Day Naveau, who's a really wise young Anishinaabe woman, told me, we're not saving the water. That's not what this work is about. The water is saving us, she said, because it's bringing us together sometimes in unlikely alliances. The water is saving us. And for this, we're grateful. So this festival is about expressing gratitude to and for Lake Ontario, or Nigani Gichigami. I've also heard people use the word Chinibush for this lake. And the Potawatomi biologist, Robin Walzimmer, says that gratitude is a radical thing. Because capitalism is trying to create unmet desires in us. It's trying to make us feel dissatisfied. It's trying to suggest that we can only fill up that hole with things that we buy. But gratitude is a way of finding fullness within ourselves and with other people. So this festival is about that. It's about gratitude. And you might want to know what happened to Serena's dog. My sister Rita had a dog, and my sister Tammy had three, and my sister Kathleen had a dog. I have six sisters, so that leaves three of us without dogs. After Serena died, we all got dogs. My sister Laura got a dog, Cooper. He's a gangly hunting dog. He has a stripe, his tail has been clipped so he won't get it caught in the woods. But he's been turned into a house dog, and he's not too comfortable with that. He tends to hang out at the threshold of the house, wondering if he's allowed to come in the house. My sister Elaine got a dog. It's a bird dog, but it chases butterflies. And we got a dog. The kids have been asking and asking. Everyone else in our family has a dog, they said. On Jake's Christmas list, it said, dog, 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 dog. I just want a dog, Mom. I just want a dog. And we travel a lot and are thinking, we don't, but we got a dog. Serena's dog lives with her best friend, Jenna, and Leo goes to doggy daycare every day. They live in Austin, where there are a lot of waterfalls, and the doggy daycare often takes him out to hike in the waterfalls. Our dog is a golden retriever. He likes the water. He goes to the beach. He goes to BC with us. We've driven him twice across the country so we wouldn't have to be separated from him. He's paddled on the Allegheny River in western Pennsylvania. He's paddleboarded off of Cherry Beach. He gets anxious when we splash in. He tries to rescue us. He's been known to eat tampons. He plays, and he played in the waterfall on the Humber this fall, and he brought out bigger and bigger rocks for us to throw when we were floating things for Serena. And on Saturday, I sent pictures of waterfalls to my sister and to my niece. I sent 11 pictures of waterfalls that I've visited this year. My sister sent back a picture, too, of her garden. She was on Serena's birthday building a water feature in her garden. And my niece, Serena's twin, sent back a picture of a river in Oregon that she was spending the day with. And I'm not sure what the river said to her this weekend.